No, I don't know what it is.
Andrea Haley, spelled A-N-D-R-E-A-H-A-Y-L-E-Y.
And can you tell us what happened?
Okay, good.
Absolutely. What I witnessed in China was a widespread, severe oppression and persecution of an innocent people simply for their belief. I witnessed that they were willing to use brutal means against Westerners, against foreigners, and I know that this pales in comparison to what my fellow practitioners have suffered over 2.5 years of persecution in China.
Can you describe what happened to you?
Yes. I was surrounded in my hotel room on the night of the 13th. I was aware that I was faced with something. In the morning, I was followed by 3 police vehicles, black vehicles, unmarked, as well as 4 to 5 plainclothes men who followed me for up to 2 hours. I was by myself. It was a scary situation. I didn't know the language. I stopped to take a rest, and at that time, they asked me to come into a police vehicle. I had done absolutely nothing wrong. There was no reason for this. In fact, I wasn't arrested. I was simply taken without explanation to the Tiananmen police station, where I was forcefully searched. All of my belongings were taken from me. I was later forcefully taken into a police van to another location where I was interrogated. Brutal means were used to myself and the others around me.
Can you describe it?
Indeed, they picked me up by the arm, around the hand, swung me around in a circle, not caring if I hit the wall or if I fell down the cement stairs, threw me onto a van, surrounded me at all times with many police officers, many. There was up to 5 to 10 for each practitioner.
Were you physically abused at all?
Beyond the forceful means they used to move me around, no.
Were you arrested?
I don't believe I was arrested. There was no explanation given. There was no human rights granted. It was simply go here, go here.
How long have you been practicing?
Okay. I've been practicing for 1 year and 10 months.
What happened after they detained you?
They interrogated each one of us, asking us what our involvement was in Falun Gong, various questions about our situation of Falun Gong in Canada, why we came to China, when we intend to return to China, what we're doing here. I didn't make it. I feel sorry for that. I had a chance, I think, to put up my banner. But I wanted the opportunity to stand with my fellow practitioners. I believe the police knew that what we planned to do. There was hundreds of police everywhere.
Did they kick you out of the country? Or did you leave up your own militia?
When it was time for me to go, I was sitting with 17 of my fellow practitioners resisting this kind of illegal detention. We refused to leave our room. But they were determined. They came with an extremely determined and forceful means, pulling me away from 17 practitioners, pulling me on my arms and my head and grabbing my legs and dragging me out of the room. They dragged me at the last minute up to the plane, which was waiting fully full of passengers, and took me at the last minute, threw my luggage onto the plane and forced me to leave.
Are you allowed to go back?
As far as I know, I didn't receive any stamp to not return, but I was recorded many times on video, many times on photographing, and I know that they intend to fabricate stories about our presence there and continue to deceive the people of China and the people of the world, which is a big reason that I went.
And why were you there?
I went to let people know that Falun Dafa is welcomed around the world. It's honored, as it has been in China, for its first years of propagation. It's only that its numbers grew to outnumber the Communist Party. Its goodness became well known, and the nature of this regime uses such brutal measures, as we have seen. And I believe they feel threatened by the gentle and peaceful nature of the practitioners.
So, what's your next step?
Talk to all of you as much as I can. Let people know that the police in China are willing to use brutal means against Westerners. What do they use against our fellow practitioners? I know it's extremely, extremely severe situation, and I hope that the world will stand up to this before it's too late. We can't condone China's very obvious refusal to grant any measure of human rights. We received no phone calls, no consulate authorities. It was terrifying. I mean, we were in a room with scores of guards at all times. I was accompanied to the bathroom constantly.
Do you know those people
There was one Canadian, Bronwyn, Sophia Bronwyn, whom I traveled with, did make it to Tiananmen Square. Her banner said, the world loves Falun Dafa.
So,
at least one other group, Germans, raised a banner saying Falun Dafa, or just simply truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance.
Thank you.
Yes.